We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Doing some late night recording here at Broken Rocket Radio. My name's Tyler. And over there's the lovely Amber. Say hi, Amber.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, that was a lady. Broken Rocket Radio episode 7. Alright, I can't do that.
It was fun while it lasted.
Anyway. Second Friday episode. Right on, right on, right on.
What are we going to talk about this Friday?
We got lots of shit to talk about.
Well, let's get going.
I can't think of anything right now. But I guess we can go over internet findings.
Mm-hmm.
Found some crazy shit. This is probably the simplest story I've ever read on the internet. A woman cuts open a green pepper, a little green bell pepper.
Mm-hmm.
To her astonishment, she finds a smiley face in the stem.
Oh, adorable.
Yes, it was so happy to be part of that casserole.
Is it like seeing Jesus burnt on their toast? And
It was a perfect smiley face, though. It's round, eye, smile. Absolute perfect.
I saw something food-related as well.
What did you see something food-related?
It's actually on eBay.
Oh, Lord.
It's a flaming hot Cheeto that looks exactly like Harambe.
Harambe, yes. I saw that, too.
You know how much the Joker's going for?
No. I probably
almost
don't
want
to.
Okay.
Yeah, I
can't. Almost $100,000.
$100,000, of course.
For the legend.
Man.
The flaming hot Harambe.
I'm just going to buy bags and bags of Cheetos.
I'm not the greatest fan of regular Cheetos, the crunchy. I like the puffs. All right, but I do enjoy the Flaming Hots.
Well.
And I know you're not a fan of the Funyuns, but Flaming Hot Funyuns.
The thing about Funyuns, though, is very unusual. I forget that I don't like Funyuns. It'd be months and months go by, or years. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Funyuns. Do I like those? I give it a try. Open the bag. If the smell doesn't hit me, I'm like, all right, let's try one of these suckers. Nope, I don't like Funyuns.
I regret all decisions.
Oh, it's nothing but regret. That's right, I'm a fat man that don't like his Funyuns.
This is why we get along. I get all the Funyuns.
Because we invest so much money in Funyuns.
At least $5 every 6 years.
Alright. We've been together for, 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
And how many Funyuns have we bought?
Maybe a bag or two.
I doubt it.
For myself?
You bought them.
Well, yeah.
But, nah, no Funyuns.
They're on the grocery list tomorrow.
Oh, they're gonna come back with like 5 bags of Funyuns. Like, told you, fat man.
I got all the Funyuns. I got all they had.
I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna give them a try. I can't remember if I like these.
What about the giant bag? Was it Cheetos?
Yeah,
or was
I believe it,
it
was the Flamin' Hots.
Or what? Was it Cheetos?
Yeah, let's just say they were.
Okay. Yeah. Giant bag. It was like as big as the bed.
It was like a bean bag size.
Cheetos. I don't imagine it being as comfortable as a beanbag chair. But at least the beanbag chair for like the first six times you sit in it.
I imagine it wasn't very comfortable eating all those Cheetos either.
But snacks for days. Oh, God,
I should have ate that 5,000 bag pounds of Cheetos. God, dirt. Imagine the Cheeto shit. Oh, my shit's bright orange. What did I do? Oh, I ate 5,000 pounds of Cheetos. That could have done it.
It could have. It could have. Very well. Very well.
So did you hear? After 20 years, old James Cameron spoke out. Said, listen up. There's no way Jack could have fit on that floating door. The Titanic.
There's been a lot of Titanic news lately. Saying it wasn't just the iceberg. Or now this.
Yes. This is news about the Titanic. It's a freaking movie.
Whatever. I mean, it's just a lot coming up recently about this subject.
Very coincidental. Or unless you're a 90s Alanis Morissette, it would be ironic. But that's not what ironic.
Not much.
It would be coincidental.
Not much in there was ironic.
I don't think anything in there was ironic. Ironic would be like a porn star retiring and retiring into Virgin, Colorado. That would be ironic. But having rain on your wedding day, that's just shitty.
Yeah. We did not. Our wedding day was beautiful.
It was. It was from start to finish.
Outdoor. We're taking a risk with the outdoor.
Yes, but it all went swimmingly.
I say so.
Almost a year ago. I remember.
I would hope.
Ask me in 2 years. Speaking of porn. So, speaking of porn, there is a porn site called X-Hamster. It's currently on the lookout for a lookalike for Donald J. Trump.
Is this one of those websites where they, like, Richard Gere would kind of frequent?
I think it's just the name.
Just the name, not an action.
Not that hamsters are involved. It may have started that way, but...
Yeah, that's some creepy ass shit.
But anyway, they plan on doing a series of parody porns starring the Donald J. Trump lookalike. Said they're looking for someone with unique hair and small hands. That's Trump.
Is this? Do you know if this is the same company that's doing that did the Suicide Squad parody?
No, porn I have parody. No idea.
They were at the Porn Oscars. I didn't know there was a such thing.
No, I'm sure there are, but...
I just saw the headline, I was like, I'm intrigued, but I'm not that intrigued.
You're like, this barely interests the Amber. That's a dead-on Amber impression, too. This bores me.
You gotta put more country twang to it.
Oh, that's right.
Apparently.
This bores me. Tarnation?
You're joking now, but, my you favorite
said what, in Tarnation the other day?
No, my favorite line from probably any TV show is from the Cleveland show. And it's what's the old big girl on the scooter? What's her name?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Anyway, she says she's talking about inviting everybody over or something. She's like, yeah, I wanna come over for some hot dogs and some Cheetos. And it's probably my favorite line of any series ever. Random.
That was pretty random. Nice little tangent we went off there for a minute.
Anywho. Alright, so Mr. Trump's getting he's gonna try to like claim it.
He might. He might look at my penis. It's huge.
He's gonna say his trademark line.
What, you're fired or build a wall?
Fired.
You're China. So, something's been weighing on my mind. Some unspoken rules are going to be spoken here on Broken Rocket Radio. And I'm talking about public restroom etiquette. Yes.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for some of this stuff, and it's not public restroom.
There are rules that need to be etched in stone. Mm-hmm. One thing you should not do in a public restroom, I'm not going to say under any circumstances, but when it's just bullshit, get off your fucking phone. Somebody's shitting less than 5 feet from you. You're shitting. Probably not the best time to have a conversation. Especially a loud one.
Yeah, that's the one thing that bothers me the most is just the noise level. It's echoing, of course, and it's obnoxious.
And I don't know I'll never know what happens in a ladies' room unless I sneak in. But guys, we do not look at each other. That is a very good rule. Don't look at me. I'm not going to look at you. I know where the sink's at. I know where the toilet's at. I'm good. Leave me the fuck alone. I'll leave you the fuck alone. And that's usually how it goes in the men's room.
Women, it depends. They do look, but women are judgmental anyway. They're just like, ooh, what are you doing in here?
I'm taking a shit.
That's something you don't... You're
having a piss.
You know, apparently girls don't poo. But yeah, I poo.
Me too. I'm not a girl.
Shit happens.
It sure does.
Any other rules that we need to put out there?
Make sure you lock the stall door.
Don't make eye contact through the stall.
Yeah, that's creeper.
That bothers me.
If someone's popping a squat, you don't look, what's going on there?
And another thing that's very weird that you come across is when you're in the stall, door's locked, door shut, somebody's tugging on the thing. They don't tug just once. They gotta try again.
One tug should be sufficient. One tug. If it's locked, it's locked. It's gonna be locked on the second tug, the third. Who the fuck knocks?
I've had that happen too.
What the hell?
I've had that happen too. I don't understand it.
The only reason that you should talk to someone in the bathroom, especially a stranger, is if you're out of paper. That's the only time it should be, or, you know, if he's bleeding out his dick.
Oh my.
Oh my, you're bleeding out of your dick. I would want to know. Oh, I sure am. Thank you, good sir. I shall contact the ER. But just to talk? I got a strange weather we're having. I got my dick in my hand pissing in the urinal. Why the hell are you going to talk to me about the weather? Anyway.
They feel the need to talk. No. I don't feel the need to talk. I'm in and out of there. I got to do what I do, get out.
I don't want to be there. I have to be there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be bothered while I'm there. Leave me the hell alone.
Not there to make best friends for life.
I'm not there to make a single best friend. And I went to the bathroom one time, and there were two fellows that did not know each other. And when they left there, and I do believe they exchanged numbers and stuff, they were friends by the time it took for them to piss, wash their hands, and leave. I was astounded. Before they had their dicks out, they didn't know each other. By the time they zipped up, they were friends.
Okay.
That's faster than when you've got a brand new toy in a neighborhood full of kids and your kid.
It is one thing that I never understood as a female. Why go in groups? It's a one-seater.
You're probably closer to the mystery than I am.
It's one seat.
We Y chromosomes don't even understand anything about women's.
I don't even want to hear. I don't want to hear it, you know? I know it's happening, but I don't want to hear it. So why would I go with somebody I know to hear them happening, you doing their due?
If you guys have any opposing views on these bathroom etiquettes, let me know. But I think that these rules are pretty concrete. Leave us the fuck alone while we piss and shit.
Please.
We'll leave you the fuck alone.
Yes, we will.
And don't talk on the phone. Especially scream talk on the phone. The only thing that could be worse is if he had it on speaker.
That bothers me.
That would have been that bothers me
to no end.
A double whammy right there. They should never do that.
And then people are looking at you weird because you're looking at them because they're on speakerphone. That's a whole other subject.
Yes. That's just poor cell phone etiquette altogether, just being speakerphone in public. And in the bathroom. I would scream out, "Hey, why are you raping me?" Give the guy on the other line something to visualize. Anyway, what's the stupidest question you've ever been asked? Will you marry me by me?
No. There were some interesting ones when I was working, but nothing lately.
Well, I used to ride a motorcycle, and when I was saving up and trying to find the best motorcycle, I got some stupid questions. They're like, I've always wondered this. These are grown men, or it was a grown man, that asked me these two questions. And I found it insanely funny for one, and idiotic for the other. The first question that he asked, this is how he phrased it, "I've always wondered, do motorcycles have reverse?" I say, "Yeah, your two legs pushing it backwards."
I thought that was pretty common sense, you know?
I mean, you can't really hold it up while flying 20 miles per hour in reverse, huh? But, yeah. I know some of the... can't think of the word. The trikes. Wow. Anyway, the trikes have a reverse because it's, you know, such a big machine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kind of hard to push it back. And they won't fall over because they got three wheels. But yes, the dumbest one, though, even dumber than do motorcycles have reverse, he asked me, "I've always wondered, what are caution ripples?" And I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about, caution ripples?" He's like, "Yeah, motorcycles have caution ripples." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I passed by the sign. It says motorcycles use caution ripples." I'm like, "You're an idiot. Motorcycles use caution, pause, ripples. There's ripples on the ground. You only have two wheels. It's going to make you wobble. So you have to use caution. You don't have like a device called my caution ripple. I must deploy my caution ripple." That was probably the dumbest question I've ever heard.
I don't get many motorcycle questions. Those
are probably the only two motorcycle questions I ever got. But that
would be some of the dumbest.
The two motorcycle questions I ever got have happened to be the two dumbest questions I ever got. So, you're very talkative.
I'm trying to hold in a sneeze, or hold back a sneeze, anyway.
Well, that's why you're doing your little
nose
workout over there.
I'm making all kinds of funny faces. Anyway, I'm sorry.
So, we don't like big cities. We don't like living in big cities.
Mm-mm.
I prefer not to travel to big cities.
Mm-mm.
Just turns out lots of the cool shit is in big cities, so we have to go there every once in a while.
Yeah, I don't... parking, or just driving, for one, that's number one. Parking, the people traffic, it's all bad. It's all annoying.
The crime,
yeah.
Parking, a really, really big issue. Really big issue. In Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big issue there, too, considering they're selling a parking spot. Not a house, not an apartment. Just a spot for $74,000 in downtown Charleston.
That's like a house.
That's like a house in a, yeah. A good chunk of a house, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And let's go ahead and spend it on a parking spot.
One parking spot.
I mean, it'd be nice.
This is for sale, not just like you rent it.
This is for sale. You get the parking spot for life.
Okay.
Or, I guess, until you sell it.
Right.
I don't imagine you turn a profit at that price, but... Especially if they start putting in some parking garages, you're kind of screwed. But $74,000 for a parking spot.
Good grief. Is it, like, pristine? Just in the center of everything?
I guess it has to be, right? For 74 grand? I mean, I've never heard of a parking spot selling for that much. I don't know if they did it in New York or Seattle or, you know, L.A. or anything like that, but...
I have no idea.
74 grand, especially in Charleston, South Carolina, seems astronomical.
What are y'all doing, Charleston? What's going on downtown?
Well, obviously not a lot of parking.
That was something about living in Maryland. You could take the metro from a smaller town into Baltimore City, and you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, parking or whatever. You just have to worry about catching that train.
You have to worry about getting mugged on that train.
I never had any problems, and I was a mere teenager.
I was only a child then.
I was.
Only a child. Well, when you were a child, did you keep your room clean?
Probably not.
No, I bet you didn't.
Still don't keep my room. No.
It's pretty high. But one girl... She found out why you should keep your room clean.
Yeah, what bothers me about this is this girl was 18 years old.
Oh, she was 18?
18 years old.
She looked a lot younger in the picture, but...
Yeah, I expect this out of Macy at 3.
All right, her room was pretty shitty. It was stuff everywhere. Macy's room, at her messiest, was still, you know, a lot cleaner than this girl's room.
Yeah, she needed some... She needed a day of cleaning.
Yeah. I guess woman.
Yeah, technically.
She learned the hard way. I need to keep a clean room. And she stepped on her phone charger. Yeah. And the plug went through her foot.
Yeah, she was popping popcorn from what I read. Then, ding! Popcorn! Ha!
Ooh, that
was hits. It really that important? I guess if you're starving.
She would have to have the hot pot going.
Well, she needed to clean her room. She could have been spending that 2 minutes or whatever, but the popcorn was cooking. Just make a little path. I wasn't always the cleanest. Didn't always have the cleanest room, but I always had a path. You gotta have that path.
Yeah. Popcorn's ready. I'm getting a charger in my foot.
It was flush.
Yeah, it was in. It was in all there. Plugged in.
It was working off her.
So, are you ready for our fake sponsor?
What we got?
Our fake sponsor today is the Vagina Whisperer herself. Gwyneth Paltrow makes a return. Gwyneth Paltrow Vagina Whispers Jade Eggs. From the mind behind the non-proven process of sitting over a steaming pot to steam your vagina brings you the potentially toxic jade eggs to power up your vagina. Be sure to expose the porous surface of your vaginal jade eggs to all sorts of shit to ensure that vaginal bacterial infection. Once again, that's Gwyneth Paltrow with some jade eggs that she likes to shove up her hoo-hoo to make her feel more powerful. And of course, just like the steaming of the vaginas, the gynecologists are saying no. Once again, the vagina whisper. You want me to get you a JDAG?
No. I don't understand this woman.
Well, I don't know her obsession.
You're not supposed to stick foreign objects up your stuff. You're not supposed to do it.
Well, you know the stone jade. It's a stone, not a gem, so it has a porous surface, like any other rock does. You get something on that rock, it's hard to clean. It's not something you want to stick up there with something that's hard to clean.
That's what I'm saying. You don't.
It's definitely not sterile.
You're not supposed to stick anything up there.
That doesn't bode well for our future.
Okay.
But yes, Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't know what's wrong with her. I looked at her site, the G-O-O-D or whatever her thing is.
Okay.
And they're out, you know, I couldn't, they're so pretentious. They have people doing like $200 shots of like wheatgrass bullshit. Just ridiculous. This is how you be healthy. This is how you be broke. And have a dirty snatch.
$200 for a shot of green gook.
Yes. But anyway.
I've never had a wheatgrass shot. I've never had it. I don't think I want to. I've seen the plant, and I'm not gonna drink grass juice.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I think definitely the rest of society is underestimating how crazy that bitch is. Oh, Pepper Potts.
To each his own.
Alright.
That's a bit extreme for me.
How about we go to the news?
Okay. Alright, so the other week I was telling you about the couple that celebrated their anniversary.
With the kidneys?
With the kidneys. Yes. Well, this time, we got a babysitter donating a liver to the little girl she was babysitting.
All right.
So, she was 9 months old, and she had something called biliary atresia, which is a rare liver disease. And the babysitter was only there for, she was only watching her for a few weeks, and, you know, learned about this disease she had, and she's like, hey, maybe I should get tested. So, she did. And she was a match, and they went 14 hours in surgery. And
I really hope this woman's got job security now.
I'm telling you, if that doesn't just secure
that's
something.
That's babysitter of the millennium.
She needs a raise.
Yeah.
Something.
This would be a very hard situation if they ever have to fire her.
I'm telling you, it's like, I know you gave up some liver, but it's just not working
out. It's not working out. Yeah.
Now, if you donate, like, another kidney or something, we might keep you on.
We'll give you a few months.
Partial lung. You know, whatever you could throw into the pot. But this girl wanted to, she was looking into donating an organ once she...
could?
Once she could, yeah, but once she found out that, you know, this baby had biliary atresia. And she was like, you know, how can I help? So she was just looking to donate a kidney, or a liver, or part, you know, something. She was going to donate. And turned out she was a perfect match for that baby, so that's cool. Awesome. That's cool. Awesome. And then the Boston Marathon bombing survivor, you remember the bombing in 2015? Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the survivors is getting married to the man that saved her from that attack. He was a firefighter and came to her aid and kept visiting her in the hospital. This is Roseanne Sedoya.
All right, Hollywood. You guys need to get on this. This is a true love story here.
I like these.
I need to get this on the silver screen.
I like these. Unfortunately, Roseanne lost her leg, but...
That makes it even better of a love
story.
Yeah,
the firefighter, his name's Mike, He kept coming back and visiting and just seeing what's going on. And they had their first date 2 months after she, I guess,
got out.
The event. Yeah. So 2 months later, their first date, and now they are going to say I do, which is awesome.
Very cool. And that's what
something good coming out of such a tragedy. It's always awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome for the firefighter to, you know, stick by her, losing a limb.
Just kept checking on her. You know, you okay? You doing all right?
Yeah, losing a limb, that's a very traumatic experience.
And she had a quote in the story. Her mom was trying to set her up with the fireman. And he just kept, hey, he's cute, huh? He's cute. And she's like, Ma, I just got blown up here.
Isn't that a mom?
Yeah. She wasn't thinking about dating. She was thinking about, what the heck am I going to do without this leg?
She's like, I need some grandkids. He's got the right equipment. Let's make it happen. Don't worry about your leg.
You don't need that to bear children.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. Old mom. Roseanne.
That's just like a mom. I'm not getting any younger.
That's pretty good Boston mom, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? I'm from Boston.
I'm from Boston. Oh, you set me up. I can't do it right now. Huh? What? No, I'm from Boston.
That's pretty good.
Oh, Marky Mark. Huh? He's always asking questions and never... Huh?
He's asking...
What? Yeah. He's in a constant state of confusion. Huh? What? What? Transformers?
He doesn't betray his friends.
Giant robots?
Didn't he say that in the preview?
I don't turn on my friends.
Yeah, I don't turn on my friends.
That's whatever he says.
Something like that.
Huh? You want me to turn on my friends? Huh? What? Invincible? What?
Invincible is good. Turned me on to that the other day.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, but he was playing from Philly then. What? What?
I'm gonna
Eagles?
I'm going to be an eagle.
Yeah. I'm a bartender. Anyway. I'm sure they're all like, God, shut the fuck up. It's a horrible impression. Huh?
Oh, God. Anyway, that's all I got for news.
So, science or history? Your call, baby doll.
Science.
Science, then. Alright, I only have one science story, but I think it's a pretty damn good one.
Hit us with it.
Science. Story of the day. They have created metallic hydrogen.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't care. But I'll tell you why you should care. It is a room temperature superconductor, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And that means all your electronic devices, including everything, is going to be a little bit faster in the future. A little more efficient, considering all the wiring from, let's say, the power plant to our house, they lose about 15% of the power just from the wiring.
You said 15?
15%.
Okay.
1.5. This is going to be a lot more efficient, meaning we're probably get a lot more power to the house without paying more. And, of course, everything from electric cars are going to be a lot more efficient. To everything. TVs.
That's cool.
Yeah. We'll be using a lot less electricity.
Definitely a handy come across.
But that's not all. But wait, there's more that this metallic hydrogen is capable of doing.
Mm.
Considering hydrogen is a, you know, pretty explosive gas. You know.
Yeah.
Mind you, Hindenburg.
Right.
So... if you have it in metallic form and you can release the energy that is preserved in it, that's a pretty kick-ass rocket fuel that you can be able to use that's a lot denser and it's a lot more stable, where you won't have a Hindenburg, you'll have, you know, success.
Success.
Yes.
I've come up with a new recipe. Rocket fuel.
It's pretty awesome stuff. It was all just a theory for like a century that this form of hydrogen could exist, and it takes a lot of pressure to make metallic hydrogen. But I mean,
look at the team of geniuses came up with the right formula, and here we are.
Looking at the
possibilities.
The future is bright, and it is going to open up a lot of avenues where I'm just scratching the surface of the benefits of metallic hydrogen. I think it's pretty freaking awesome.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about some increased power.
Yeah. I'm all about increased power and, lower bills, and also
lower bills, yeah.
Easier space travel. That's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah. There's too much to learn out there.
There's so much future happening right now.
So much future.
I mean, we got 3D food printers and freaking metal hydrogen now. Yeah. Freaking awesome. Well, I guess that brings us to history.
Bloody good history.
I'll go over this one history story I have here, and then we will go to pop culture, as I'm sure you want to talk about pop culture. When I say the name Hugh Williams, what comes to your mind?
Absolutely nothing.
Not a damn thing. You don't know about Hugh? Let me tell you about Hugh. That man cannot be sunk.
Hit me with the Hugh. I don't know.
With Hugh, what goes hand in hand with Hugh Williams is December the 5th. Why, you say? Well, the place is, I might be saying this wrong, but Menai Strait. It's a body of water off the coast of Wales in England.
Okay.
It's pretty choppy and pretty dicey.
I'm guessing, especially on December 5th.
On December 5th, 1664, ship went down.
Okay.
There was one survivor. Name? Hugh Williams.
Okay.
December 5th, 1785... ship went down. One survivor. Hugh Williams. Mind you, not the same one.
Okay. Gotta clear
He's
that up.
He's not immortal.
Gotta clear that up.
Yeah, but anyway, 81 people died in that first wreck. 60 in the second wreck. That's pretty crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But wait! December 5th, 1820. Same place. Ship went down. 25 people died. There was one survivor. Name, Hugh Williams.
What is going
on
here?
What are the odds?
What is going on here?
Well, if you get on a boat and there's somebody on there named Hugh Williams, you better stay close to that fella.
You make friends. Just not in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hey, your name's Hugh? You're a strong swimmer? I'm sticking with you.
Awesome.
That's history, so...
Hey, whoa.
Oh, you got a history?
Alan Shepard hit his golf ball off the moon.
Oh, did he now?
I remember. Yeah, back...
When did that happen?
Back in the day.
The day? Back in the day.
Back in the day. I didn't write down the year, but when he was up
you
there...
You call yourself a journalist?
Never once.
And when did he hit it? Back in the day?
Back in the day. I ain't lying.
When he was on the moon?
When he was on the moon, yeah. He hit his... Went on for miles and miles and miles.
And Alan Shepard.
Alan Shepard. Right?
I don't know. Here's coming Google.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
If she's wrong, I just thought that was interesting. You can email us at brokenrocketradio@gmail.com and say, listen up, dumbass.
Yeah. History's not my strong suit, but I do remember seeing Alan Shepard in his golf. Had to get his golf club out to send a drive out into space, yeah.
The longest drive ever.
Yep.
How long was the drive? Did he ever come back down, or did he just get launched?
He just kept going. Miles and miles and miles.
Thinking for miles and well, we teased him enough. Let's hit him with a pop. Pop. Pop culture.
All right, so Christy Brinkley is on the cover of Sports Illustrated again. This woman's 63 years old. She is rocking a bikini.
Go ahead, Christy.
Not many 63-year-olds can handle that. And she's up there with her her daughters, Alexa Ray Joel and Sailor Brinkley Cook.
All right.
Sailor, she's like, hell yeah, let's get in bikinis. Alexa, not so much. She had to be kind of persuaded to step outside of her comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was pretty cool. She's 63. That's pretty awesome. She's still looking good.
Yeah, I saw a recent picture of her. She's still holding it.
Mm-hmm.
Good-looking woman.
Yeah. I saw this thing. Scott Foley, he was putting peanut butter on his scrambled eggs. And I was just, like, kind of disgusted yet intrigued.
Who's Scott Foley?
I know him from Felicity back in the day, but I think he's on Scandal now, the more recent
show. I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, he's
putting peanut butter onto the scrambled eggs.
Onto the scrambled eggs, yeah. And he's got his like, little kid, his little son doing it too, and all about protein in this house. That was the quote thing.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I don't know if I could do it.
I mean, what's the big deal? It's just peanut butter and eggs.
Yeah, but together?
You can try it.
Maybe one
day. Try it once. Don't like it. You can say it's disgusting.
That's true. I thought that was interesting, worth noting. Worth saying something about.
Interesting, worth noting.
Yep. But the thing that the last story I have was blown completely out of proportion. Beyonce's having twins. Big whoop.
Yes, yes.
Like
yes.
Everybody's Queen Bee or Queen Bee, whatever the heck they call her. Nah. Just making her such a big deal, and it's not.
It really isn't. I mean, it's awesome that having twins. I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
But
Blue's not so happy.
I imagine she's not.
Her trust is thirded.
I did see a funny picture of two twin babies, and they superimposed Jay-Z faces on it. And so this is their baby Green Ivy and Poison Ivy.
I saw one that was the Proud Family. Yeah. They had mom and dad and the older sister
and the two twins. Oh, man.
Well, I just like, okay, she's having babies.
I know, everybody's ripping her apart, her pictures and everything, and saying that she's being sacrilegious because she's wearing a veil, claiming to be the Virgin Mary. That's kind of making some jumps there.
She hasn't been a virgin for ever. But anyway. It's not that big a deal. People have babies all the daggum time.
I can see they're a famous couple, and
Pharrell just had triplets, and nobody... I didn't even know his wife was pregnant. I didn't even know he was married.
I thought he had that gray-haired lady.
Yeah, I didn't know they were married. Then they just popped out triplets. I'm like, well, what the heck? Beyonce's having twins, though!
Well, Pharrell's definitely not as famous as Jay-Z or Beyonce.
Yeah, but he's... You know, it didn't need to be this big... Famous. It didn't need to be this big
when
reveal.
When someone's uber famous like that, they're gonna get the press. That's just the way this works.
I always thought she's just
I agree. She's got a good voice, but she doesn't have as good voice as the next person out there, you know?
Yeah, she's... People just need to stop treating these people like they're some sort of god out there. It's just... They're just people.
Well, celebrity is the American religion.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't know if they had that worldwide fame, you know? I don't know how other countries... Oh my god, it's Beyonce. We were talking about this the other day, is, you know, being starstruck or whatever. We're all people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all the same. And if I meet someone that just happens to be famous, I really don't care.
I don't really care either. Be like, hey, what's going on? Celebrity. If they talk, you know, maybe I'll wave, whatever. I'm a friendly person.
I think celebrity is kind of... you know, subjective. It's to, you know, somebody that's important to me, you might not give two shits about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might be a huge, let's say, Bob Dylan fan, and you wouldn't give two shits. I'm like, hey, Bob Dylan's eating at Denny's with us. So?
I mean, different strokes for different folks, but...
Yeah.
There's no one I would... stop what I'm doing and start screaming, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. There's nobody. Absolutely nobody.
When I was a kid, and they are opening the Publix, the store opening, this is my only starstruck moments, and I was a little fella, so I didn't know any better. I look down the aisle, and I see Tallahassee's own Frank Ranicky, and I lose my shit. I see him, I drop whatever's in my hand, and I'm like, Frank Ranicky! And I run down the aisle, and shake his hand, act like I'm a complete idiot. I have since met many of celebrity of sorts, but I did not react the way I did with Frank Ranicky. I don't know if he's like the weatherman or newsman or whatever, but... I knew he was on TV, and that meant a lot to me then. Mm. Not so much anymore.
There was two instances where I was around somebody notable, I guess. One was at a Denny's, and it was a local radio DJ.
Oh, boy.
And I really just recognized his voice. I'm like, holy crap, there's DJ Chip next to us. But that was it. Like, I didn't bother him. He was trying to enjoy his breakfast just as I was trying to enjoy mine. You know, it's just boundaries.
I will say this. Back in my stand-up days, all two of them, I was eating out one day, and I had somebody approach me. It's like, hey, didn't you do stand-up there? That was the highlight of my stand-up career, is being recognized in public. It's like, you were freaking awesome. And then I just shrugged it off like it was a normal thing. I played it off cool. Like, yeah, I'm famous.
The second time was I was in fifth grade, and we had to sing the national anthem at the baseball stadium, Camden Yards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, we're like practically in the locker room getting ready. And then we go out there, do our thing. So we came across some baseball players. But again, they're just out there playing baseball.
Yeah.
They're not that big a deal to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the thing. It's like, I grew up as a big baseball fan. And my favorite team, Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite year for the Braves in 95 when we won the World Series. And one of my favorite players on that team was Terry Pendleton. And I met him at spring training, and it's a normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I held a conversation with him. Of course, the conversation lasted probably a minute, but I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah.
But yeah, at one point, I idolized him.
Mm.
And he's a good guy, a great guy. But does he deserve all the attention that I was willing to give him when I was younger? No, but... They're all... Everybody is just people.
Just people. So, don't we have a question?
So I guess that's it for pop culture then?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, do have a question from our reigning listener of the month, Mr. Devin. And he asks, I've always held that fire was the single greatest discovery of mankind. It precipitated the discovery of every other advancement for our species to dominate the food chain, but fire was and remains the single most important discovery in the history of all humans. What do you think?
Fire.
What do you think? Is fire, you think, the greatest discovery of all time? Or
It's up there, definitely. It's probably the most practical discovery.
How so?
It keeps you warm. Cooks your food. You have to eat to survive. Sure, you could eat, you know, nuts and berries and crap, but... Well, not crap, literally, but...
Nah. Yeah.
You know, you gotta cook off certain things. You know, you gotta cook meat to a certain temperature so it's safe to eat.
It's hard to compete with fire, but I think I could top it just for the expansion of mankind, and the expansion of mankind's greatest weapon was knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I would say that the alphabet, and you know, language was the greatest discovery of mankind.
Because
how can you pass on knowledge generation to generation? Yeah, if you discover fire, how are you going to teach the next generation to harness fire?
Mm-hmm.
Other than spoken word?
Yeah. I think there are tribes and whatnot out there that just have a spoken language. They don't have a written language.
Yeah, you see, they kind of have arrested development as well. They can't really progress.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, you know, why the civilizations that existed on this side of the planet were so underdeveloped compared to the Western civilizations, the European civilizations.
Mm-hmm.
And was, you know, a lot of historians agree that written language was the key for development.
Yeah, I can see it.
So, Mr. Devin, I hope that answers your question. Let's go ahead and pick on that a little bit more. What do you say in the last 100 years, the greatest invention or discovery?
I would say the internet.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, it's just... Google's got billions and billions of results, no matter what you...
It's kind of the same reason that I voted for the written languages is, you know, connectivity and advancement of knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, there's... Wikipedia is not the most reliable source, but, I mean, there's all those, and, you know, all sorts of database access is through the internet, and...
I guess we definitely provide a service for knowledge. But I will say the why I side with the alphabet is that you need fire to survive, but what good is survival doing if you don't thrive? And if you don't have written language, you don't thrive. At least you stall out at a certain point.
Yeah.
As, you know, Incas and their history will provide that example.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good episode. You have a good time? I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm ready to go
it's
to
pushing
bed.
One.
Yeah.
I'm almost up to 24 hours awake.
You can do it.
I could.
You want to record next Tuesday or next Friday? Next month? May as well. Come on.
Let's go ahead and let's knock out let's knock out February. I'm going to knock myself out in a minute. As soon as I hit the stop button.
So are we recording next week?
Yeah, next week is, if you don't know, is our anniversary week. I guess we will call it a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
We did get married the day after Valentine's Day.
The best day of the year.
Yes, yes.
Candy is half price.
I did not plan it that way. I think, you know, I was over the road the first time that our first date.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of hard to pinpoint a certain day. And it just so happened the certain day that we had for our first date was the day after Thanksgiving. the day after Valentine's. So that became our anniversary. So we went ahead and got married on our anniversary.
Yep.
Our third anniversary.
Yep. This is our fourth year.
Yep.
I have to honestly say, I'm not just saying this to be sappy. It's the greatest 4 years of my life.
Oh, shut.
I mean, there's
Might
just
as well.
So much has happened, and we've been through a lot.
Yes.
And it's been a very unique situation, some of it.
All of it.
I don't want to get into many details. I don't know how open we want to be.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to leave it at that and say goodnight and goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, we'll say goodbye because who knows what time you're playing this. So, I know. Yeah, it could be middle of the day or whatever, but...
So, possibly two episodes next week. Definitely a Friday. Possibly a Tuesday.
We'll see what we can do. We'll keep you posted if you like and subscribe on Facebook. Broken Rock Radio does have its own page. You just look it up and you can like and follow that and you'll be updated. That's all you gotta do. I usually post, every episode as soon as we publish it, and all you do is click the link and listen.
Any issues we're having, so you'll be
the
first to know, usually.
Or, anyway, this has been Broken Rocket Radio.
All right.
Thanks for listening.